KETR presents Texas Scribes, featuring literary works from authors in Northeast Texas. Welcome to the fifth of nine readings from William Owen's book, The Stubborn Soil, read by Jan Hilton of Commerce.
The other boys and girls were laughing at me. I found out when I heard them calling me Wild Bells behind my back. I had stayed in at recess because I wanted to, and they knew I wanted to recite all of Ring Out Wild Bells to Mr. Jesse. They could see me standing near the desk where he was working. They could hear me saying, Ring out, wild bells, to the wild sky, the flying cloud, the frosty light, the year is dying in the night. Ring out, wild bells, and let them die. They heard him say, Go on and play now. I don't have time to hear any more. They laughed at me for trying to be teacher's pet, for the clothes I wore, and for not knowing the things they did. They had been to Paris. Some of them went to Paris nearly every Saturday. Anybody who had never been to Paris was behind the times. Before then, I had not thought much of going to Paris. The talk I had heard had been of going to Purcell or Dallas, unless it was to sell a bale of cotton or buy a wagon. Paris was 15 miles or so from Spring Hill, on a dirt road over red clay hills that turned to red wax in rainy weather. In dry weather, the clay packed down into hard wagon tracks. A fast-stepping team could make it to Paris and back in a day, with time left over for hanging around on Bonham Street or taking in a picture show. You been to Paris, Wild Bells? One of the boys asked. I had to say, I ain't been. It was something to laugh at that I had never been to Paris. My mother had, and my older brothers. That was not enough to keep them from laughing. You ever seen a moving picture show? The same boy asked. I never had seen a moving picture show. Neither had anyone in my family. No, I ain't never seen one. I seen one Saturday. It was so real, you'd have to see it to believe it. It was some cowboys trying to catch a gang of rustlers. They come up on them on the side of a mountain and chase them all the way down the hill, shooting as they went. You could see the smoke and pert near hear the guns go off. Ain't never seen nothing like it till you seen a moving picture show. With nothing to go on but what he told me, I saw what he had seen, and it became real for me. On my way home that day, I thought about nothing but the moving picture show.
Support for today's Texas Scribes comes from the Silver Leos Writers Guild, meeting monthly to facilitate the development of writing skills through cooperative critique and shared experiences. Visitors and new members are welcome. More at 903-455-6267.